Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by this weekend's Starving Artist Sale, Saturday and Sunday at the Cleveland Expo Center. Boats! Big fucking yachts! Seascapes, oceans, lighthouses. These are just some of the shitty paintings you'll find at the Cleveland Expo Center this weekend. Seagulls flying high towards a glowing orange sun, $20. A sailboat on a calm summer night, $20. A lakeside cabin, $20. Big paintings to cover up holes in your walls. Little paintings to decorate a never-used guest bedroom. No-name artists trying to scrape together rent money. Make them an offer. Chew them down to $10. They'll even hang the paintings in your house. These are very desperate people who made a very poor career choice. Their bad life decisions are your ticket to mediocre artwork cheap. Come check out the assholes who watch one too many episodes of Bob Ross's The Joy of Painting this weekend at the Cleveland Expo Center. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, January 13th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, someone sent me a Yoko Ono CD, and it's as bad as you'd expect. Plus, awful poetry from the Netherlands, Grandpa's nursing home lap dance is probably what killed him, and Batman's sidekick Robin had a penis too big for network TV.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
I'm a mommy!
Your mommy?
I'm a mommy.
Ah. Why does man have to have such a sweet rectum?
That's my man juice. Yes.
I want to get bred like an animal.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Timothy James Henson back here with you, starting a new week of programs. Got a great podcast for you today. Sitting right in front of me is a gift a listener sent me probably sometime last year. I just got around to opening this. I know I thanked the freak who mailed this to me back when I received it, but and I don't have your name anymore, so I apologize. But this listener sent me a copy of Yoko Ono's latest CD, Warzone. Of course, we have featured Yoko Ono on the podcast before. Not singing, but performing in an art show. There she goes. She's so powerful. My God. It's moving. The screaming goes on for about 3 minutes. There are lulls, but it picks right back up. Yeah. I think something might be wrong with Yoko Ono's alternator. Isn't that what would cause that sound? The starter or something? Anyway, let's hope that her music is just as powerful. So the CD is called Warzone, right? And that's the first track. Let's take a listen here. Okay, we start with an elephant. Elephant noises. Birds. And then guns. Sounds like a war zone. This is how I get to sleep at night. This is in my white noise machine. This is an actual song, though. At about the 40-second mark, Yoko Ono makes an appearance.
Warzone. Warzone. We're living in a war zone. It's a war zone.
Who the fuck is buying this shit? This is not something you would listen to on the way to work or something.
Men flashing their guns and balls. Women looking like Barbie dolls. Wake up, wake up. Hold your life.
She's like the female William Shatner. She just kind of speaks her way through songs. I would pay good money to see William Shatner and Yoko Ono do Mr. Tambourine Man.
I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. In the jingle, jangle morning. I'll come following you.
All right, enough of that. We've got a lot more tracks to get to. There's like 13 or 14 songs here. All right, so that's Warzone. Next up, Hell in Paradise. Every song is just like war noises. It's so not listenable, right?
This is hell in paradise. We're all asleep. Oh, paralyzed.
Oh, now I see why she doesn't sing.
Why are we scared to vocalize?
Yeah, her best move is just to stick with that screaming thing.
Intuition, mobilize, transition with inspiration for life.
There it is. That's what we came to hear. This is like one big, long, extended Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I'm going to skip around here because, you know, there's a few more songs about war. But then we get to a song called Woman Power.
Woman Power.
Someone cut the power, please.
Woman Power. 2,000 years of male society, laying fear and tyranny.
What the fuck did John Lennon see in this broad? He was so talented, and he hitched his wagon to this thing.
Seeking grace and money, clinging to values, vain and phony.
What? Huh?
Woman power. Woman power.
Every time there's a news story where a woman does something stupid, remind me to play this. This is the new anthem. Woman power! Later on, there's a song called Children Power. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. Ooh, it's gonna rain. You say life is a bowl of cherries. You give me a bowl of piss.
All right. Forecast not looking so good for Yoko there. There's a song called Why, and it starts with Yoko Ono just screaming, why?
Why?
This is what's going through my head every morning as I open my eyes.
Why?
Again with all this bullshit, why? Children Power. It's not Children's Power, it's Children Power. Children Power is next, and I guess, like, for the first minute, there's just music. She eventually sings the title of the song.
Children Power. Children Power. Children Power.
This is some How's Your News bullshit. It's like, you know, retarded people singing.
We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas, here we go. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas. We're going to Texas, here we go.
Seriously, if you never heard the Going to Texas song, and I told you this was Yoko Ono singing, you'd totally believe me. You would not question that for a second. Good God, how many copies of this CD do you think she sold?
Children Power. Children Power.
That's Children Power. There's a song called I Love All of Me.
I'm a heavy boy. My father calls me a fathead.
Hey, my dad called me a shithead. We're not so different, you and I, Yoko Ono. She ends the album with, I can't believe she did this, a cover of Imagine by John Lennon.
Imagine all the people.
I like this version better. Play this one on New Year's.
Living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer. I'm not the only one.
It's like, did you forget the lyrics, Yoko?
It's straining. Hope someday you'll join us.
Okay.
And the world will live as one.
Check out Yoko Ono's War Zone. Or don't. Probably don't. But thank you to whoever sent this to me. You know, Yoko is not the only artist who screams incoherently. I'd like to introduce you to poet Jan Hanlo. He's dead, so I can't literally introduce you, but I can introduce you to his work. Jan, or Johannes, was a Dutch poet and writer. His most famous poem is Oot. I'm probably mispronouncing that. I don't know how to say O-O-T-E. Oot. Doesn't matter, because I've got someone here who is going to recite the poem.
Oot.
Oot. Oot. Oh, like oats. Oats.
Oot.
Oot.
Oot. Oot. Boo. Oot. 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 Boo.
Again, this is his most famous poem.
Oot. 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 Ah. 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 Oot. Ah. Ah. Ah.
Is this a sex thing, or is the guy reciting the poem having a stroke?
Oot. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I think it's a sex thing.
What?
Yoko, this is not an invitation for you to chime in.
Oot, oot, oot.
Anyone could be a poet. I mean, you don't even have to fucking use words. He's literally grunting.
That's oot, 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 boo.
Well, according to Wikipedia, Jan Hanlo's most famous poem, Oot, meant as a rendering of children speak in written sounds, was published in 1952. It resulted in a minor scandal when it was read aloud in the Dutch parliament as an example of art that should not be subsidized by the government. I don't want to pay for this shit, do you? Oot! Oot! That cost $7 million. Even though Oot was his most famous poem, the rest of his work was less experimental. It was like normal fucking poems about pretty things. The thing is, it's a long poem. It goes on for 3 or 4 minutes.
Ooh, it's,
Someone in the comments suggests that we slow this down to like a quarter speed. Well, now it's most definitely a sex thing. This is such a dumb podcast. Okay, we'll check back in later with Oot. Real quick, before we get into the news, I've got a tequila. Wait, what's her name? Tila Tequila. Yes, a Tila Tequila. What the fuck? Why can't... A Tila Tequila... Tila Tequila... When I say it, it doesn't sound right to me. Tila Tequila. Okay, whatever. Anyway, she was a reality TV star. I'm using air quotes there because, you know, she was on a few MTV programs. She didn't really have any talents. She's just a weird girl who starred in a few reality dating shows. When we last checked in with Tila Tequila, she had not been working for a while. She had been posting YouTube videos, and she became convinced that she could create energy balls with her hands. Things are going downhill for Tila Tequila, both professionally and mentally.
Hey guys, it's me. So I got some funny news to tell y'all. Remember how I told y'all? Hold on, I'm gonna just jam to my song. Welcome to my beautiful new rent-free home. I'm not done with it yet, so y'all can't get a tour yet.
Yeah, this tells me that Tila cannot afford a place of her own. And probably some old dude is like, you can come live with me. I've got a guest house.
Welcome to my new rent-free apartment. It is beautiful, as y'all can see. Beautiful, just like me. But anyways, remember how I told y'all this year as I started sending out warfare prayers, and I said, are y'all gonna die?
Ooh, Tila Tequila is into some black magic. Warfare prayers that'll kill us all. You know, maybe you should focus a little less on warfare magic and pay a little more attention to the baby who's crying. That poor kid just needs a mom.
Gonna die? Here, Annabelle, here.
Shut the fuck up, Annabelle.
Hold on.
Isn't Annabelle the name of the possessed doll in Annabelle?
Hold on. Anyways, I'll do this real fast. Hold on, guys.
And you know, the baby's not that old. So she named Annabelle after Annabelle. You know it.
Come on, I want the tablet. Okay, I'm
done. She goes and changes the baby's diaper or whatever the child needed, and then...
But anyway, so remember how I told y'all that I'm going to do some serious warfare prayers of this year. Anything I declare and decree will come to pass. So when I moved into this neighborhood, obviously I told y'all, I'm not going to tell you all my prayers, but I told the Lord, like I asked the Lord, please remove all wicked people from around here. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Like last season, you know, or seasons before that, we had, you know, people try to harass us at the apartment.
You know how you can tell she's crazy? It's because she's all alone in a house. She's, well, I mean, aside from her baby, yet she feels the need to scream everything.
You know how I know my life is going well? I'm living in this rent-free apartment, and I'm doing spells on all my new neighbors.
That is not the voice of a calm, collected woman. Tila also is very, manic.
Praying with them, like, they felt better because they're like, ooh, yes, Lord, please, you know, I hope so. I'm like, no, don't hope. It is here. And then I took off my jacket because I'm a boss. And I said, look, I'm an archangel.
Sure.
And because all the kids recognize me, they know, so they all crowded around me. Y'all know all my videos. The children, like, they just love me because they can tell my purity and innocence comes from God. Mm-hmm. So they know that I am. And they're like, are you here to protect us? I'm like, yeah, the Lord sent me here to protect you, actually. And they're like, you're an angel, archangel. I've heard that before. I was like, yeah, that's actually what my name means. I'm an archangel because the kids are talking about, like, the shooting.
Her tattoo of the angel has guns beneath it. She's got like two guns.
Angel.
What the fuck? Wait, it's a heart. It's not an angel. It's angel. It's a heart with angel wings and a music note over it. And then guns below it. Yeah, Tila Tequila is really under the impression that she is in direct communication with God, and God has big plans for her.
Something, look, it says J on it. Oh, anyway, I'll show you later. But anyway, so I'm here to protect all the children. So somebody just got killed over there, like, got sprayed up. They done died. Well, that's what you get. You done sowed bad seeds. The Bride of Christ coming here to clean up this nation.
She's an archangel and the Bride of Christ.
Here to clean up this land. No more gang banging. Enough, no more wickedness, no more lawlessness.
Okay, well,
you reap what you sow. You either going to prison or you're going to die.
Tila Tequila is on a mission to acquire more cocaine and opiates. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you missed it, we did a show yesterday, Sunday program, to make up for the lack of program on Friday. So if you haven't heard that, go back, listen to the Sunday show. Also, for Sideshow members, posted the first episode of our video series, Uncut. That's in your feed right now, or you can check out superfreaksideshow.com and watch the thing in a glorious 1080p, nice and sharp and pretty. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. It's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members, like the video cast, but we also do exclusive shows, extended programs. Last week, I think there were 3 exclusive shows, and then, of course, the video cast, and tomorrow we'll be doing another exclusive show. In addition, you will get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the program, because I do do this for a living. Patreon.com/distortedview. If you could pledge a dollar or two my way, every little bit helps. If you pledge at least $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first at the end of the program. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, holy shrinking dick, Batman. Yes, today's first story has to do with the Batman television show from like the fucking 60s or something. Not exactly news, but Burt Ward, who played sidekick Robin on TV's Batman in the 1960s, said in an interview with the New York Post's Page Six that his bulge was too big. It was so noticeable it was stealing scenes to the point where he was asked to visit a doctor for cock shrinking pills. Why would those even exist? Burt Ward, TV's Robin, has got to be the first guy ever to go into a doctor's office and say, "Doc, you got to make this thing look smaller." They always say the camera adds 10 pounds. His dick must have seemed absolutely massive. Here's the thing. I remember watching reruns of Batman. I'm always on the lookout for dick. I never noticed Robin having a particularly large package, or Batman, for that matter. This sounds like utter bullshit. What a way to puff yourself up in an interview. Yeah, I had to go to the doctor to get dick shrinking pills because my bulge was too big on cam. All right, Ward said that the dynamic duo's tight-fitting costumes drew ire from the Catholic League of Decency. Quote, "They thought that Robin had a very large bulge for television," Ward said. He claimed that ABC executives asked him to reduce his dick by going to a doctor for medication to shrink me up. Why would you ever agree to that? What did the doctor prescribe? Like estrogen? Shrivel up your balls? It's not worth it. Wouldn't it have made more sense to go to the wardrobe department and say, "Hey, is there any way we could use something not so tight-fitting, at least in the crotch region? Give my dick a little room to breathe in there." Ward did as he was told, but quickly had reservations. Yeah, quote, "I took them for 3 days, and then I decided that they can probably keep me from having children," he said. "I stopped doing that, and I just used my cape to cover it." Then the rest of the story, of course, is bullshit. Like, Ward became a household name alongside Adam West. Not quite as popular as Adam West. By the way, what did he do aside from Batman? Nothing. Last week, Ward, a 74-year-old father of two, I also don't believe that. I think he's older than 74. It's been like 60 years since Batman was on TV, right? The fuck was Burt Ward 14 when he started on that show? He's trying to make himself seem younger here. Like, why bother? You're saying you're 74. That's old enough, right? Ward, a 74-year-old father of two, received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Not to continue to shit on Burt Ward, but I heard that pretty much any celebrity can get a star on the Walk of Fame. You have to pay for it, though. You pay for it, and you got to pay for its upkeep and maintenance. It's a total bullshit vanity thing. Don't believe me? Why the hell would Burt Ward be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame now? Hasn't done anything in 50 years. Now, at this point, it's super urgent to get Burt Ward's star. He said he grew up daydreaming every day of being a superhero. "I got it," he said, "and I don't think it was an accident." Yeah, it was fate. God wanted this for you. All right, fucking delusional actors. Second story we have for you today. The family of an 84-year-old man who died after a stay at a New Jersey nursing home filed a lawsuit against the facility, alleging he was a victim of negligence. Fred Pittman was a long-term care patient at Cumberland Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation in Cumberland County. This was from January 23rd to February 14th of 2018, a relatively short stay. That tells me that this dude was probably in a deteriorating state. Or the nursing home is just really good at killing people. You guys keep that in mind, especially if you've had like an abusive parent in your life and they're getting up there in age. Consider Cumberland Manor. Now, I don't know how expensive they are, but I do know they'll neglect the hell out of that sorry SOB dad of yours. Staff at Cumberland Manor failed to, quote, allocate sufficient resources to adequately provide and otherwise exercise reasonable care for Pittman. The nursing home staff failed to prevent and timely treat injuries and manage pain, comply with physician orders, provide adequate food, and dispense pain medication. See? A++ neglect there. Among the allegations in the lawsuit is a claim that a staff member performed a simulated lap dance on Pittman to, quote, otherwise embarrass and humiliate him. So they won't feed him, but they will twerk up against him. He suffered from malnutrition, sepsis, bed sores, weight loss, and dehydration from all the coming. It was all part of the nursing home's grand plan. Give him lap dances, make him jizz, and then don't rehydrate him. No water, no electrolytes. Just ejaculate. Ejaculate. All right, Pittman was transferred from the facility to a hospital for treatment and then died in March 2018. The plaintiffs in the case are seeking compensatory and punitive damages and attorney's fees. It's hard to tell. You know, you got, you know, grandparent or something in a nursing home. They're always complaining about the staff. They steal from me! No, Grandma. You have dementia. You just misplaced your dentures. Nah, that Jamaican nurse is taking things from me. Like, why would she want your yellow, disgusting fake teeth? They take them and they use them to do voodoo magic. Okay, Grandma. Final story we have for you today. Oh, no. We've got more problems down at the border. A U.S. Customs and Border Protection radio tower near the Texas-Mexico border.
We're going to Texas.
No.
We're going to Texas.
Okay.
We're going to Texas.
Here we go. Show is utter anarchy today. Yes, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection radio tower near the Texas-Mexico border has become home to some 300 vultures. Okay. They apparently have coated the structure's entire surface, both inside and out, as well as the ground below, in just mounds of vulture shit. Thick, brown, corrosive vulture shit. Mixed with urine. Ta-da! A smoothly functioning communications network is essential for CBP officers to do their jobs. According to this story from Quartz, the birds in the Texas Tower have been roosting there for more than 6 years. According to a CBP spokesperson, they will often defecate and vomit from their roost. You didn't mention the vomit before. It was just piss and shit. Now there's puke in the mix. All right. They will often defecate and vomit from their roost onto buildings below that house employees and equipment. Take that as a sign. Get the fuck out of there. There are anecdotes about birds dropping prey from a height of 300 feet, creating a terrifying and dangerous situation. As a defense, vultures will puke up a stinky, corrosive vomit, as opposed to the delightfully scented vomit of humans. Coriander. Is that a scent, or is that a type of countertop? Let's just go with nutmeg. Nutmeg instead of coriander. All right. Yes, this vomit kills bacteria on the bird's legs. Oh, they're just puking all over themselves. We've all been in similar situations, right? This kills bacteria on the bird's legs, but also eats away at the metal in radio towers, reducing the life of the structure and making it unsafe for the maintenance workers who climb on it. Vulture droppings can also carry a range of diseases, including salmonella, histoplasmosis, and encephalitis. I think I got at least two of those words pronounced correctly. Large groups of vultures smell like 1,000 rotting corpses, one homeowner said. Apparently, a bunch of vultures made their home at a South Florida country club, Florida, forcing the family from their $700,000 vacation home. Vultures really are super gross. Although black vultures have killed calves up to 7 days old, they are often attracted by and feed on placentas, of course, before damaging a newborn calf or lamb. You see, the scent of afterbirth, coriander, can attract vultures from great distances. One solution would be to kill one or more of the vulture flock which is known as a kettle, by the way. Unfortunately, there are laws against that. You kill a vulture and you can be fined up to $200,000 and receive prison time. Another method is scaring the vultures away by hanging a freeze-dried vulture carcass from a tower. That can reduce roosts 93 to 100% within 9 days. Fireworks are another option. A spokesperson said research has shown that netting has actually proven to be a viable deterrent by restricting the birds from being able to initiate the roost. So, installation of netting will begin after the tower is cleaned and repaired. Border Patrol expects the nets to be in place by August before the natural heavy vulture shitting, pissing, and vomiting season starts in the early fall. I made that up, of course. Vultures piss, shit, and vomit year-round! I totally want a vulture as a pet now. All right, there you go, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from my freaks, and there are many ways to contact me. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. I'm all over social media, though. You can follow me at distortedview, all one word, on Twitter and Instagram. facebook.com/distortedviewshow. And don't forget, we do have a Discord full of just wonderful freaks, wonderful, weird, nasty little fuckers who just can't wait to be your friend. Check out the Discord. There is a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Just click it. That's your invite into the room, and then you'll become one of my buddies. All right, let's check in with a few freaks. First up, we've got some patrons calling in. These people pledged a few bucks over there. Patreon.com/distortedviewshow.
Hey, Tim. Haley's.
Or no. Patreon.com/distortedview.
Comment calling up. I've mentioned the Karate Demons incident a couple times now. So I'm going to tell you about that briefly. It happened 4 years ago, which also was shortly before the last time we went to my parents' house for Christmas. But
now, for those of you who are new to the program, who haven't been following this saga, Haley's Comet has been talking about his cuckoo crazy Banane's mother. And apparently there's some sort of karate demon incident.
That's a whole other story. Anyway, it's not long before Christmas, and my mom calls me on the phone. Now, the conversation played out over several phone calls and interspersed with discussions with my wife, but I'll condense it down here for narrative purposes. My mom's out holiday shopping and wants to inform me she's going to get my then seven-year-old son, a full-size guitar. Knowing my mom, this is because she sees one on sale, and it's bound to be a crappy guitar.
Right.
I replied, he already has a ukulele, and he's a small kid. He couldn't physically play a full-size guitar right now.
Yeah, the guitar is bigger than him.
And my mother replied, so you're saying your wife's father won't teach him? My father-in-law plays the bass.
Close enough.
No, I'm saying he can't physically play a full-size one yet, and he's not that interested in the guitar anymore anyway. And then she says, just set it aside until he's older. He's the right age to start the guitar anyway.
That must have been a really good deal on the guitar, and she must have already purchased it.
I decide to ignore the kind
of trying to sell you on this guitar thing.
Contradiction there, and decide to focus on trying to talk her into alternatives. How about instead of buying him things he won't use for years, if ever, you contribute to his karate classes? He's been doing those for over a year now and really enjoys them.
Uh-oh.
And then she cut me off.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm never doing karate again for two reasons. First, your sister got hit in the face when she did it. And second, when you were karate, they made you bow down to that god or something, and I think it let demons into your body. A lot of your problems came from those demons.
This is some Pat Robertson bullshit, you know, where he's like, you be careful going to Goodwill. Evil spirits can inhabit clothing.
There are a lot of things I'm never doing again after five kids, and karate is one of them. In the end, my wife convinced my mother to, instead of buying the crappy guitar, get him a couple of books off the Amazon wish list.
Good Christian books, I hope. Not those evil Harry Potter books. Witchcraft, sorcery, sly kicks, demons, everything's ungodly!
And while I'm on the subject, let me say something about Harry Potter. Warlocks are enemies of God. And I don't care what kind of hero they are. They're an enemy of God. And had it been in the Old Testament, Harry Potter would have been put to death.
I love that. I love it. She treats Harry Potter as if, you know, Harry Potter is a historical figure.
Hey, Tim. This is a Distorted View listener from Panama City, Panama.
Panama!
I've been listening to you for about, since like 2008? Yeah, 2008. So
sorry, I got David Lee Roth on the brain.
Quite a long time.
Van Halen.
And I just listened to, I think, yesterday's show, where the people in the Discord are complaining that that you take forever to play the voicemails.
Yeah.
If those little faggots knew that it's been that way forever, you know, I don't know why they're bitching and complaining. They're a bunch of faggots. I would tell them that they're faggots in the Discord, but I know some overzealous mod or some fucking uptight mod would ban my account, so I'm not even going to
really?
Say it there. So I'm going to say,
I hope the mods are pretty lenient over there.
I'm
going to
call them faggots in a place where they can't ban me or they can't touch me. So yeah, just leave it the way it is, man. Let these vocal little faggots complain all they want. But
well, look, I definitely see I see your point of view, and I see theirs. And, you know, we've done voicemail shows in the past just to catch up a bit. Now, I'm kind of behind again because we haven't done a voicemail show in a while, and you guys have been great calling into the show and everything. So maybe this weekend we'll do another voicemail show. And we'll try to catch up a little further, because these calls are from November now, and we're already in January. Okay, we'll see. Now, I'm not going to play that call, because I can't understand a fucking word they're saying here. Let's try this one.
Hey, Tim and Boone, it's Big Soosh calling back in.
Hello.
Listening to the latest episode about the bagel guy having a stroke, and about how he had a GoFundMe account, and like nobody was giving any money to it.
Yeah.
Which led me to this idea. I think we should make it happen. It's like an anti-GoFundMe. GoFuckYourself.com. Like, we find the most unworthy GoFundMe pages and then, like, have people donate to something against it.
Oh, good idea.
I don't know. We'll have to work out the details.
Yeah, I like that. Like, instead of donating to the bagel guy, who's just a big fat douche, donate to, you know, saving some of those poor little koala bears in Australia. Have you seen all those videos? Those poor little koala bears are so thirsty because the whole fucking continent's on fire over there. And they're walking up to people and they're like, give me some water, and sucking on water bottles and stuff. Oh, koala bears are so cute.
Hey, Tim.
Especially when when they're dehydrated. Oh, they're adorable.
Long time caller, first time listener, Satchel Patreon member back.
You sound like a guy who should be calling the masturbation hotline. Not this place.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm just working my dick.
Calling in. Stroking. Voicemail show goes up tomorrow, so I've heard this will be one of the first phone calls after the voicemail show.
Well,
one of the very last ones.
See, the problem is, like, what I should be doing is just playing the voicemails and not saying very much on the voicemail shows. But I get sidetracked, and then I have things that I want to talk about, and you guys bring up things I want to talk about, and you know, we get to like 7 or 8 calls, and it's like a half hour into it, and you know, then we got to end it.
I know. Either way, I've been calling it every single day. Ever since I heard that
talk too much. Well, I get your point, but I also have to move on because I can't understand what you're saying.
You're too low.
Them girls pissing in cars, real turn on, especially that first one. She had a strong urine stream. That was a real turn on. Made my dick real hard.
Not supposed to turn you on.
That's the kind of perverted action I like. Okay. I guess I'll hear this in a couple of months. Thank you. Keep it up.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a listener. He knows how the voicemails work. Yeah, man, that was a weird fetish, right? You can if you go on Pornhub and search for, like, a piss car. I don't know. Something like that. Urinate in car. There's a lot of videos of women peeing in cars. On the console, on, like, the glove compartment. It's really bizarre, and it is kind of hot, I think. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God.
My father calls me a pothead.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Otherwise, I will see you back probably on Wednesday. I think we're going to do another extended show on Wednesday. So be on the lookout for that. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Madison, Wisconsin is up in this bitch. We got Timmy Boo. Timmy Boo. Boston is up in here. Please sing rap shout out distorted.com to Timmy Boo. Please sing rap shout out to distortedview.com. Timmy Boo representing you too. I don't know what the fuck you want me to say. Timmy Boo, what it do? Timmy Boo.